Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's freaking go. I mean, what if you got to do the first day of school? But school was actually cool. If you could do that in life, then that's what this is.
Yeah.
We are back. We are back at Thrive City. It is going to be a watch party to make watch parties drool. Coming up later on tonight, the Warriors at the Lakers, and it is starting the whole week off, which is going to lead to the home opener on Thursday night as well. We are live at Splash, our home. Away from home for sure, right there, catty corner to Chase Center, with all the great food, all the spots. We are going to be, you better buckle up now. We're going to be here for a long night ahead here at Splash.
And bring your sunscreen, because it is an absolutely perfect day, not a cloud in the sky. It's not hot. It's not cold. The sun is out. We've got families queuing up for a little picnic outside of the Jumbotron where you can watch the game. We've got the NBC Sports Studio starting to get all loaded for bear for, I would assume their pregame is going to be here. I could be wrong, but this is where you want to be. Opening night, NBA season, not just for the Warriors, but the whole season, and it starts with a Warrior game.
Yeah, it does. I mean, actually, we're about an hour and 45 minutes away from the actual tip-off of the NBA season, the Thunder and the Rockets. So we'll have that on here at Splash also as we're getting ready for Warriors-Lakers later on tonight. We'll get to see Kevin Durant. First look in a Rocket uniform going against the champs. And, I mean, that really brings to mind what the Warriors here have in front of them. The West is loaded. There's no way around that. The journey that each of these teams will take, the injuries, the bumps, the bruises, the good play, the bad play, it's all about to unfold. But I'll just say this real quick, and it'll lead to a bigger conversation. I keep hearing people look at the West and go, well, can't beat that team, and you can't beat that team, and you can't beat that team. Okay, Rockets, okay, Thunder, okay, Nuggets, and here come the Timberwolves, and what about Dallas and all of this stuff? And sometimes I wonder, I go, you know, if you weren't a fan of the Warriors and you lived in a different city, you would look at the Warriors and go, yeah, they've got superstars too. I don't know why sometimes you look at the West and you go, oh, Dallas has a bunch of big names. Jimmy Butler is here for a full year. Jimmy Butler plays here alongside the chef. Like, I'm not telling you that the Warriors are the favorites in the West, but, man, there's a lot of good teams, and we'll see how this shakes out. And the Warriors are absolutely one of them, and I don't think they're afraid of anybody this year.
No, they're in the mix, and if you wanted to match up big threes versus big threes or starting five against starting five, however you want to divide it up, the Warriors are definitely in the conversation, and I think tonight's opponent is a great example of that because they don't have LeBron James, and they won't for a couple weeks, two, three, four, who knows how long, but they've got Luka Doncic, and they've got a lot of great supporting players, but you're right, Mark, about when you look at the Western Conference, if you want to look at who has no chance, quote unquote, you might get to two teams, maybe three. I mean, three I think might even be a stretch as far as like Sacramento. I do think is going to be hilariously fun to watch because there's going to be times where they put up a buck 43 and times where they hate each other.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So I do think that the Western Conference, to your point, is very tough and it's very deep. It's not necessarily top heavy. I don't know if Oklahoma City can do again in the regular year what they did last year, but there are three or four or five or six or whatever many good teams that are going to be tough to beat. And I threw it out on our show thread. What do you think about the Warriors? Will they be, at the end of the regular year, seeded 1-4, 5-8, 9th or 10th, or out of the entire play-in bracket?
And how would you answer it?
I would answer the same way you did, 5-8. Our very own Mark Grandy was like, pom-pom city, 1st through 4th.
Yeah.
1st through 4th. Go Warriors.
He's very excited.
He's
about
super excited.
And I actually
And
would,
I love that.
But I would throw this out
he
to fans.
He was born an hour and a half ago.
Well, people don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of Mark Grandy. He gets to do a lot of the work around the games, but he doesn't have 4 hours a day like we do to really let everybody know exactly who he is. And I think if you take his prediction to heart, it should make you feel good because, Grandy, you could stop me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're right.
I think Grandy looks at sports through a very analytical and X's and O's kind of a way, not necessarily the emotional way that many other fans look at it, and there's no right or wrong answer to that, but I think what Grandy sees is a lot of answers to basketball-related questions that the Warriors franchise has faced the last 2 years. I don't know who's going to get hurt. I don't know who's going to overperform or underperform. But right now, all is on paper, and he sees a lot of answers to basketball questions. That's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
That's a good thing.
And he's a realist, and I don't want to speak for him, but he's a young person, and most young people would be much more emotional. But he's much more analytical as a guy who hasn't even had his 30th birthday yet. So the fact that he has him as a top four seed, and I made fun of him with the pom-pom thing. I thought it was a funny bit. Apparently no one else did.
But, no, I liked it.
I mean, but Grandy, you're very analytical, and I love it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so really quick. The Warriors last year, when Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler played in games together, they were 27-8. 27-8 when those two play. And then what happens in the offseason, you lose Kevon Looney. That's a big loss, no lie. But you get Al Horford. You get D'Anthony Melton back. He's probably not going to miss that much time. You get Seth Curry back. You bring GP2 back. I think not going to expect him to play at a 27-8 clip all season long, but that's clearly a good baseline, and they definitely got better in the offseason.
There's no question. It is a deeper team. They've got, as I put it, they've got answers to more basketball questions, but now the actual journey unfolds. And so we redo all of the how's your health, what's the fit. Like, I will say this when comparing right now to last year. Remember last year? I think we do such a bad job of remembering things. It gets hard through the years. The world just starts to blend all together. But last year at this time, do you remember what Steve Kerr was doing? Like, people, if you're just joining, there is a report that Steve is leaning towards starting Jonathan Kuminga tonight. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Do you remember what was happening at this time last year? Steve was basically putting a blindfold on and hucking five names onto the floor and playing everybody.
Yep.
It was a 12-man rotation, and they spent the first few weeks of the season going, we're just totally checking stuff out. Like, the Warriors would enter a basketball game the way a couple walks into a house when they're shopping for a new home. Just check it out. Does this room, what's it smell like in here? Total exploration. That's not the case this year. There might be a couple things. If Jonathan starts tonight, let's see how that three-man rotation, Draymond, Jimmy, Jonathan, can they play together? That's been such a discussion point. Okay, but that's just tonight. And I think the exploration mode is much smaller and much quicker this year. Again, they know more about who they are at the beginning of this season than they did last year.
They do, but I also think that you're going to see a little bit of that same exploration early on. Now, I'm looking at the opener last year, and they beat Portland 140-104.
Yep.
They played 14 players. Now, they played 14 only because it was a blowout.
Sure.
And if you look at it, Lindy Waters the third, Guy Santos, they played 5 minutes each, and that was total garbage time. But if you look at the other players who were in the rotation, Kyle Anderson, he's not here. Kevon Looney, Kevon got hurt, and you hate to see it.
Yep.
He's got a badly sprained knee, and he's going to miss time with New Orleans. But you've got, you know, D'Anthony Melton, who played well early, and then he was gone. Trayce Jackson-Davis actually started with Kuminga in that opener. So
crazy.
As you look at the way things evolved early, I do think that it's going to be a little similar. Like tonight, I would bet if it's a close game, Steve Kerr is probably going to play 10, if not 11 guys,
as
you
10.
Try to figure out like who you really want to have in the rotation.
No, let's have fun with that for a second. If it, 10 names, who do you obviously Steph, Dre, Jimmy, Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, Al Horford's going to play,
and Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield.
That's a quick 7.
All right, who else?
You're probably going to.
Who else gets minutes tonight?
I think you're going to play GP2.
Okay.
He'll get minutes, especially considering the team you're going to face.
Moody is out.
Right. I do think you're going to see a little bit of Guy. And I was thinking about this on the drive in today, listening to Steiny and Goo. I see Quentin Post as kind of a backup catcher. Like
a backup catcher.
Especially when you look at the season that's coming up, and you've got in the first 9 games, the Warriors have 3 back-to-backs in the first 9.
Yeah.
And I don't believe Al Horford's going to play in back-to-backs. I thought that was the word that I heard from Steve Kerr.
I've heard that. I don't know that that's been confirmed. We should ask him that tomorrow.
We will.
Well, let's get a confirmation sensation.
That's a buck, right. And I'd be happy to take that buck because I'm curious about that. But what I was thinking is,
cha-ching!
For me, Quentin Post is kind of like the Kisner, I can't remember his first name.
Oh, yeah,
for the Giants.
It doesn't matter.
Brent Kisner, whatever. I don't even know what it was.
Andrew. Chad.
Thank you, Andrew Kisner. And the N was silent, but I do think that Quentin Post is going to play more in those spots where Al is out, but I do like Quentin Post as you know, 6 to 9 minute a night guy to come in and step in and shoot a 3.
I think that's your 10. I know you'd love to see Will Richard play.
And we will.
We'll see. Trayce Jackson-Davis, don't know. Pat Spencer, probably not. I think so that it's more condensed than it was last year, for sure, and part of that is also Moses Moody being out, and so Jonathan may or may not. Sounds like he's going to get the start. We'll see how long they stick with that, what it looks like, and all of that. But here's the thing that I kind of want to get to, because while I'll buy what all of us are saying, to start this year, on paper, this team is better than last year. It also was a very, what I would call, a unique offseason. Not a bad one. I don't know if it was a good one either, but it was a unique one because it basically lasted the whole offseason without being an offseason. The Warriors, because of circumstances we all understand, essentially from a news standpoint gave their fans nothing. Nothing. Nothing happened. It was the huge waiting game, and then suddenly you get to the end, and it's Kuminga, Al Horford, Seth Curry, November 11th, all of the little things that suddenly happened with this basketball team happened 3 days before training camp opened, and then here we go. And so normally when a fan base, when you have an entertainment product and you're going to come back for a new season, you want to have offered your fans the big new thing. It's kind of like that menu item that you just talked about.
Oh, delicious.
Splash has come back for a new season. We have new menu items. Yes, the Warriors have them. We barely got a chance to even really massage it before the season was here. So did the offseason feel good to you? Did it feel like, as a fan, you have been offered the opportunity to get fully excited about what's about to unfold?
Yeah, I think a little bit excited. And I think if you look at it the way you laid it out, like this year versus last year you had slow-mo Kyle Anderson and you had Dennis Schroeder for a time. I do think that the fact that one of the guys you added is named Curry, and I know he's been waived, but he'll be back. And you've got Al Horford, who actually seems like he fits really, really well. Yep. And D'Anthony Melton's back. And Melton in a short sample size last year was awesome. So you could look at it and go, yeah, you're a little bit better. And the word you used is the D word that I like. You are deeper. You're deeper and better deeper. And all your other young guys, they should be at least a step better. Gee, Pods, Kuminga, Quentin, whatever. So I do look at this year and think, it's a little bit more sustainable, even though you're a little bit older.
So let's get into it. We'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Warrior basketball is back. Did the offseason ramp your excitement up? Did it kind of stay just even? Maybe you're feeling on the negative tip. We would love to talk it out. 888-957-9570. That is the number. John Feliciano will move up from his normal time. We'll do that at 3:15. Cousin Nick Friedell in L.A. with the team, 3:45. And then a whole lot of you today as we get ready for another season of Warrior Basketball here on 95.7 The Game. Okay, it's Willard and Dibs right here on the scene, sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Got to be 21. Please drink responsibly. Your call's next on Willard and Tips.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Pajemski out to Curry, pump fake, flyby, three ball, got it with the buzzer sounding! The shot clock was winding down. It's his 12-3 of the night. He's got a 52-point game.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That's the chef.
The chef.
That's the chef.
That is the chef.
He's 37 years old.
Yep.
And he plays basketball tonight.
Yeah. Man, wait. He plays basketball tonight.
Yeah, and he's going to play well, too.
The NBA season is upon us.
You can do the whole thing. I won't even stop you.
I won't
even stop you.
You do the opening 8 bars, and if you are not aware of well, then maybe you're a young person, because it's been a long time since the NBA has been back on NBC, and the John Tesh theme, and we do a lot with themes, and today's not the day because we have so much content, but that one's got to be up there now.
Oh, I mean, that's iconic. That's iconic, yeah. And if you've never gone on YouTube to watch kind of how and where that whole thing started and watch him do it live, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. And so, yes, it's back. The NBA on NBC, the NBA and Warrior basketball right here on 95.7 The Game. You are locked into Willard and Dibbs, which is live from Splash at Thrive City and presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We are on a crash course right now with John Feliciano at 3:15.
There will be
Niner football today. And Feliciano, I've already talked to him about this because he's 3 hours ahead, which means if he comes on here at 3:15, that means his kids are not in bed yet.
No.
And he has promised to kick them out of the house and do it live on air. And so that's coming up in just about 40 minutes or so. Nick Friedell's in L.A. with the team. He's going to be on the show today. We are counting down to a massive watch party here on the Thrive City campus just outside Shea Center. Splash is going to be absolutely loaded up and the place to be tonight. We're excited to be here. We hope that you come on down and join us. We're talking out basic expectations. How did the offseason feel for you, even though it was a weird one? And you can tuck in the fact that, according to Shams, Jonathan Kuminga is the lean tonight as far as being in the starting lineup and putting that lineup out there that for months, if not more than months, certainly since Jimmy Butler's arrival, Steve Kerr has openly said, this is the lineup that and it doesn't really work well for us. But with Moses Moody being out, with Luka being on the other team, it sounds like he's leaning toward giving it a shot at least for a handful of minutes tonight.
And ultimately, it really doesn't matter to me anyway who starts. It matters to me more who finishes and who plays with whom. And Steve Kerr will join us tomorrow at 5, and we can ask him, you know, we're going to drill down on tonight, 48 minutes of basketball, but not really. But
feet to the fire, yeah.
Sure, I mean, feet to the fire. Like,
I've had
If he starts Kuminga and Kuminga plays well, what took you so long? If he starts Kuminga and Kuminga plays poorly, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way that's going to go tomorrow. But in all seriousness, I do think that the opening however many games, and I mentioned it before, they've got a bunch of back-to-backs early, which doesn't mean Steph won't play them all or Draymond or Jimmy. I do think that Al's going to be slow played a lot more than the other three, but you've got an older team, you've got an 82-game season, and you do have a better bench than you had last year. And I think that, you know, put Seth Curry aside, but in the short term, until you get Melton and Moody back, you can still play a bunch of these guys and you can kind of see how they fit. And I'm not saying you punt games early, but you can kind of pick and pop and figure out who you have and how you want to go ahead and use these guys.
Yeah, it's a new season, man. It's a new season. I mean, I sort of appreciate the openness to, like, okay, like, okay, it didn't work at times last year, but let's see what's going on this year. And also, you have to be able to be like them, what they call them, the agents in the Matrix. Like, you got to blend.
Right.
You got to just become whatever the Warriors need you to
be. Mr. Anderson.
There you go. Like, you need to be what you need to be on a given night against a given opponent, and that's every Warrior's responsibility. So let's check it out tonight and see if it works tonight or works every night or what have you. Like, that's what new is all about. Let's go to Dave in the city. Dave, thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to get back to the question of if the offseason was a drag. And to be honest, it really was because of the whole Kuminga saga. And for him to just sign the deal that we offered him in the beginning of the summer at the end of it really was a drag. But honestly, when Jimmy got the team together down to his house in Southern California, that got me excited because I know that Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, they're all locked in. And then now it's kind of like, it's here, it's time to go. We get the NBA and NBC tonight. You know, we were never good enough to be back on in the 90s or the early 2000s to be on there. To see Curry with that theme song, it's going to be a great opening night, man. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Dave, that's a pretty fun comment right there. And I always start to sort of get a little nostalgic when this kind of thing comes up. And I know we're in it. And we're fans, and so people are going to hand ring and do everything that we do on a night-to-night basis with Warrior basketball and the results. But it's always good to grab that reminder of, like, I don't know how much of this there is left. And so, you know, how many more opening nights do we get with Steph Curry?
Right.
It's possible that there's only two. I mean, hell, it's possible that there's only one.
Right.
These scenarios are out there. So to get that backdrop and have that be the thing tonight, and it's the Warriors and the Lakers, you know, they don't have LeBron tonight, but Steph Curry is going to be a part of this whole thing. And so, yeah, man, it's a treat. It's a treat to go after another one and have the Warriors be the brand that they have become.
And that's kind of where I was with the show thread earlier today when I mentioned The Last Dance. And it's not The Last Dance. We know that because Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, they all have two more years. I wasn't trying to make it about the, quote, Last Dance. But for me, it's more about the appreciation of what we have. And so you've got Steph Curry, and no matter what happens between now and the end of my days and your days, you're not going to get another Steph Curry, most likely. And if you want to look at every other franchise, like the Bulls had Michael Jordan.
Yep.
They've never had another Michael Jordan. They had Derrick Rose, and that didn't work out. The Spurs had Duncan in that group, and now they have Wemby. So, yeah, the Spurs might actually be one of the few teams to actually get that. But if you're a Warrior fan and you want to think about what you currently have, you've got the greatest Warrior of all time. You've got a top 10 player of all time, top 5, top 12, whatever. It doesn't even matter. What you have is this. And so for me, and I've kind of promised myself this year, yes, you want to win a title and you don't want to be 30-52, but the one thing I do want to focus on every night starting tonight is just appreciate.
Dude.
Appreciate Steve and Steph and Draymond and Jimmy and all the rest of what we currently have. And it's pretty awesome. It's special.
It's pretty.
It's special, Mark.
It's so amazing.
Right?
It's amazing. And again, look, you are however old you are. But I do think that it actually, if we take a larger view at the entire Bay Area sports landscape for a second, we're at a fascinating moment in terms of, like, you really can see by hearing someone's opinions right away kind of how old they are and how long they've been doing this.
Yeah.
Right? Because you'll have, there's Niner fans like Grandy who are over here being like, we never win.
Yep.
And it's like, you haven't been
I
here.
I remember
that,
five of them.
That's right. You haven't been here that long. We used to do this every other year. And then there's Warrior fans who I think they look at what's been built. I mean, just you and I, look where we're sitting right now and look around at this. And if you've been a Warrior fan for a certain amount of time, you couldn't have even imagined this if you were drunk. They're like, no chance. No chance.
It's funny you say that because I used to be down here and I was drunk. And it was the early 90s and there was nothing down here. There was no AT&T, SBC, Oracle Park, certainly no Mission Bay, and there was no Chase Center. You came down here, you took a cab down here in the early 90s, and that's what you did. You got loosey-goosey, because this was the Wild West, and now here we are at the best arena in America? Like, are you kidding me? They built this here? 30 years ago, you never would have fathomed it.
No, like, it's not. I like what you were just talking about, you know, the Michael Jordan thing. Like, yeah, it's not going to be like this in a few years. It just won't. Like,
right.
You don't do this again.
You don't get this.
No, you don't get this, and you don't get players like this. So that's kind of a fascinating, I think, way for the conversation to go, which is kind of what do you see for the remainder of Steph Curry's career? Or how do you sort of watch what we're going to watch tonight? You know, his numbers have slightly declined each year, the last few years. It's beyond understandable. I don't even know if this city is capable of looking at Steph with a critical eye for obvious reasons. Like, I can't. I don't know what, like, why would you ever look at Steph and be like, oh, God, you know, you're washed. You know what I mean? But, like, what do you think he's got in his bag this year? He now has a Robin to his Batman, like a legitimate one. But it's also kind of funny. I think we expect Steph to go out and be great. And that's a hell of a bar at age 37.
Impossible. And I think about, you know, the idea of Steph being, quote, great, and he can still be great, and he still will be great, yep. But it won't be every night. It's not going to be every night anymore. And last year he played 70 games. His minutes were right where they normally are. All of his metrics were right about where they were. He was down 2 points a game. Big deal. He was ninth in the MVP. He had a great year. No matter what the age was, but he was 36, and now he's 37. He'll be 38 next year in March, and, you know, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. And we've been talking a lot about the Spurs comp, and I look at Tim Duncan. They won the title in his 37-year-old year, and his numbers came down a little bit. But he had what the Warriors hope that they have, which is an ensemble. And then you got to the playoffs with the Spurs, and the guy named Kawhi Leonard decided to take the whole damn thing over.
Yep.
And that's why they won it. They beat a very good Dallas team in seven, and they navigated the playoffs, and that could happen, but if you look at that Spurs team, the reason why it happened, your aging veterans were still good, really good, but you had players 4 through 12 who all contributed, and they all stepped up, and they were able to take some of the pressure off during the regular year, and then step up during the postseason.
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated to see what we're going to see tonight, and if you are just joining us, and I'll use air quotes, or as Buddy Hield might say, two fingers, even though it's four fingers. I will call
I'm
it.
Batman.
Thank you, buddy. I will call it air quotes news. It is a report by Shams, but it's a report about something that might happen. I'm always interested when people report things that might happen.
Right.
I'm like, we could report anything, like might happen. But he is reporting that Steve Kerr is, quote, leaning toward starting Jonathan Kuminga tonight. And I see that as it's a moment in time. Maybe it's circumstantial, having to do with Luka being on the other team and having to do with Moses Moody being out. But it also has to represent something positive in the developments about all this. Like, it was only 3 weeks ago that we were sitting here not even knowing how that whole thing was going to resolve. If I had told you that, if I had told you on the first day of October, or I don't remember exactly what day it was that the breaking news sounder hit on our show, but if I had told you 3 or 4 weeks ago that Jonathan Kuminga would be in the opening night starting lineup, I think that might have shocked you a little bit.
No doubt.
That might have shocked you a little bit. So I also wonder how people feel about that. 888-957-9570. It says to you what? That this is the way it evolved toward opening night with Jonathan Kuminga being part of the first five.
And I do think that once you get that deal solved, like Steve Kerr has been around the NBA for 40-something years, and, you know, Draymond and Steph and Jimmy, they're all veterans. They understand that there's business over here and there's basketball over here.
Yep.
And when business is all done and dusted and you get to basketball, well, then it comes down to a couple of simple things. And the most simple thing for Jonathan Kuminga is, are you ready to do what we need you to do? You got your bag, and you also have a contract that's going to let you out of here sooner rather than later. In the meantime, are you ready? Are you ready to be that guy? And that ultimately comes down to whether or not he's ready to be an adult. I think he is.
Totally.
And whether or not can the Warriors and Steve Kerr find a way to make it all work. And if that means you start tonight, and maybe he starts tonight, and then you come home Thursday, and he doesn't start. Can he handle that? I think he can.
Of course he can.
Right.
Like when you use the word handled.
Right.
He's handled everything.
Yeah, good point.
He's handled everything. I think that we have a higher bar for what we're all hoping for. We're hoping, like, that's the maturity of how he's handled it. That's great. I think at a certain point, all of us who watch Warrior basketball are hoping for success for Warrior basketball. Like, I'd like for all of these lineup combinations to work really well. You know, I'm with you, man. Like, if I asked you, you know, who's starting tonight, there's really only one good answer from any real Warrior fan. And the answer is, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I want the ball to go in the basket. I want more points than the Lakers score. I want them to miss every shot. I want the Warriors to make every shot. That's while I'm sipping on an old-fashioned tonight, what I'm going to be pulling for. I don't care about anything else. So maybe there's a little bit of that, too. I do think the circumstances of Luka on the other team and Moody being out have led to this moment. But there's probably a little something, too, maybe in the back of Steve's mind that sends a message more so to the fan base than the actual organization, but like it's basketball time and we're good here. The business thing is over there.
Yep.
It's at minimum been put on hold for 4 months. Let's play. We're good here. A little bit of a nod to, hey, dude, like you had a good camp. And we want you to do all the things that maybe aren't exactly what you want to do, but we're going to put faith in you on opening night to go do those things. Let's see it.
Yeah, do those things. And ultimately, if he starts of the 82 games, and let's just say Kuminga's healthy and he plays 75 of them, and he starts 38 of them, great. Go ahead. Start 38 of them. It doesn't matter. And I don't want to lean too much on that Spurs team, but the starting lineup was Parker, Duncan, Kawhi, Danny Green, and Tiago Splitter most nights. You're missing the name Manu Ginobili.
Yep.
He played 69 games, 68. He only started three games. He's one of the greatest six men in history. So I'm not saying Kuminga is Ginobili. Ginobili was a unicorn in all the little things he could do. Another guy who is basically a triple single most nights. But Manu Ginobili was able to not start. And if you want to go back to their finishing lineup, he finished almost every game. So for Kuminga, yeah, it's not about how many starts you get. You got your contract. You got what you probably didn't want, but it's what the Warriors didn't want either. You met in the middle. Here we are. You've got a season, half a season, who knows, 50 games. We don't know how long this will last, but go out there and play the role. Do what we need you to do. Score when we need you to score. Defend, rebound, make smart plays, all the rest of it. And then no matter what happens after that, it's going to work out for him.
Well, I mean, to me, eyebrows are raised on what you just said. I don't think that this, I don't know how you adjust it, but this, if it is the starting lineup, it can't be the finishing lineup. It can't be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it can be.
Yeah,
depends
on the situation, but you're probably right.
I guess, but yeah, like I don't think that you can have that lineup out there to finish the basketball game. You are going to need more people out there who have the ability to knock down shots. And I would be much more open, like, is it as simple as having Al Horford out there instead of Jonathan Kuminga? Maybe that's one option. Is Buddy Hield on the floor instead of Pods?
Right.
Maybe that's another option. Maybe both. Maybe it's Steph, Buddy, Jimmy, Draymond, and Al. You know, that's a very experienced group down the stretch in a road game. Hi, Buddy. We can't wait to see you.
Buttered.
The press conference afterwards is going to be even better. But, yeah, like, I just feel in an NBA game against a quality opponent on the road, you got to offer a little bit more shooting in the final five as opposed to the opening five.
I agree, but at the same time, you've got to have somebody who can guard Luka. And so
yep,
I do
true.
Think that
Draymond can do it.
Yeah.
If Horford's on the floor,
sure.
Draymond can go over there and do that.
Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. They're going to start. They're going to finish, and then the other two spots, I do think, depend on situation, score, matchup, and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, if you want to start Kuminga and give him the first 6 minutes on Luka Doncic, a fresh Kuminga against a slim Luka, I can't wait to see it. Because Kuminga, if he's able to go out there and lock in on just that, I'm not saying he's going to totally stop him, because Luka is one of the three best individual ISO players in the game. I'd say Jokic, Luka, and maybe KD, as far as like, here's the ball, get a bucket. They're unbelievably hard to guard. So, all right, JK, go out there and take the assignment. See if you can do it. And if you get down to the fourth quarter and there's 6 minutes to go and it's 105-105, yeah, you're probably right. You might be looking for other things. You put Draymond on Luka. Maybe you want more spacing and all the rest of it.
Real quick, let's get Austin and Redwood City in here on Willard and Dibs to talk this out. Hey, Austin, thanks for the call. What you got?
Hey, not much. Hey, I like Kuminga in the starting lineup tonight, and I like him to finish. If we all worried about Luka, who go guard Kuminga? Who gonna stop him from doing what he's doing on the court? The new Kuminga that's about to display tonight. With no LeBron on the court either, oh man, it's plenty of room for him to do his thing. And then I hope Buddy Hield in that starting lineup too to give them something else to look at other than Curry also. So what y'all think about that?
Thanks, Austin. I appreciate it. Listen, there's all kinds of ways to mix and match. My point being is I think at the end of the game, you're going to want to offer more shooting out of that lineup. That doesn't mean Jonathan either has to or can't be in the lineup. It depends on who else that you're putting in around it. But as you pointed out, you know that Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond are going to be there. So if that's the case, it makes Jonathan difficult, in my opinion, at the end of the game to enter in there, because you're either going small and not offering a lot of shooting, or you kind of need Jonathan probably to go off of the floor in favor of Al Horford. We'll see. We'll see what the situation is and the way Steve plays it.
And you can always do the offense-defense sort of swap-a-roo.
Yep.
If Kuminga's having a good night on Luka, you can kind of mix and match that way. And it's a little bit different without Moses Moody, because Moody, I think, is a natural finisher in the way that a guy who can come in and defend.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Our guy Grandy's got Warriors live at 6. That's presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We'll keep counting down to the season starter right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, some Niner questions, because for me, a new concern has kind of shown up after their win last weekend. And with John Feliciano coming up in 20 minutes, want to throw that out to you as well. 888-957-9570, live on location at Splash, getting ready for the big opener. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.